You know, there's a lot of biblical words in the Bible that have been twisted by false religions, that have been misused, misinterpreted, and unfortunately, they have a connotation with the unsaved people of this world. For example, when we think of the word repentance, repentance is a biblical word. But if you tell the average Joe Schmo who's not saved, they're not churchgoers, they don't know anything about the Bible, what is repentance? They will automatically say, well, that means you got to turn from your sin. Which there's instances in the Bible that is true. But when it comes to salvation, it's not true. The Bible never tells us to repent from sin in order to be saved. Why? Well, because God commands us to do things that are possible. Okay? He will never command us to do something that is impossible. And repenting or turning from our sin is actually impossible. Because here's the thing, you're surrounded by sin. So once you give your back and turn your back on one sin, you're facing another. You understand? You're always going to be sinning this side of eternity. You will always have this corruptible flesh this side of eternity. And so repentance is not necessarily the word we want to use when we're preaching the gospel because it confuses people. Right. You say, what should I use? Well, just tell them this, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a simple phrase and term to understand and believe. Okay? So let's look at the baptism of repentance. I'm going to read to you from Mark chapter 1, verse 4. You're in Acts chapter 19. Mark chapter 1, verse 4 says, John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. So here in Mark chapter 1, we actually have two things that John the Baptist is doing. It says that he is baptizing in the wilderness. This is referring to the physical baptism. And then it says that he's preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Two separate things. And if they weren't separate, he could just say he's baptizing for the remission of sins, and that's it. But the reason there's a comma there, the reason there's two statements being made there is because there's two separate actions. He's baptizing physically, but he's also preaching the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness or remission of sins, and that's referring to salvation. Let's prove it. Acts 19, verse 4. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people, be baptized in water in order to be saved. Is that what it says? No. That they should believe on him, which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. So Acts 19 is a commentary on Mark chapter 1, verse 4. Right? We read Mark chapter 1, verse 4. We see the baptism of repentance. We read Acts chapter 19, verse 4, and it operates as a commentary. It basically expands the meaning of what baptism for the remission of sins really means. Okay? It means to believe on Jesus Christ. That's what it means. Okay? So when John the Baptist is in the wilderness, he's preaching the baptism of repentance. He's telling people, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, which should come after me. Okay?